Ecclesiastic chapter 12 and verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. The world divides the human life into four segments. The first one is childhood, then young age, then middle age, and then old age. And there is a 4P in all of these four segments. The world says that the childhood is for playing. The young age is for pleasure. The middle age, or you can say the married age, is for problems. And the old age is for praying. But the Bible says that either we are in childhood, or we are in young age, or we are in middle age, or we may be in the old age. Whatever age group we may be falling in, it is for the Creator, God, our Creator. Now there is scriptural portion in Psalm 100 verse 3, which says that, Psalm 100 verse 3, know ye that the Lord, He is God, it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We may be believers or we may be unbelievers, no matter what we are, but we belongs to God. As a creation, we belongs to God. And if we are believer, again the verse says that we belongs to God. There is 100% authority and 100% ownership which God has over His creation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 19 and 20 also says that, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. So our theme verse, which is, remember now thy Creator in the day of thy youth. At least there are three questions which we have answered in this one verse. The questions are, first one, whom to remember? The second question and the answer we will find in this Ecclesiastic chapter 12 verse 1. When to remember? And the third question and the answer of it, we have same 12 verse 1, that is, why to remember. And in our first session, we will try and meditate on these three important answers and questions which we find in Ecclesiastic chapter 12 verse 1. Whom to remember, when to remember, and why to remember. Let us ponder and start on the first answer of the questions. Whom to remember? And the Bible is very clear in Ecclesiastic chapter 12 verse 1. Remember now thy Creator. Yeah. If you and me, we need to remember someone, the answer we find there in Ecclesiastic chapter 12 verse 1 is, remember thy Creator. Now, who is our Creator? Who is our Creator? Yeah. Now you tell me, who is our Creator? Science says, or many big intelligent people, or many people even believe that it is not God who is our Creator, but the Darwin's theory, and there are so many other theories, they may be saying that man is the root, or the origin of man is from gorilla or from ape or from monkey or whatever it is. But the Bible is very clear when the Bible says that, remember now thy Creator. Now there is only one person, or there is only one who is in the mind of the author, that Creator is none other than it is God, it is Lord. So who to remember is our Creator. And now we will try and see the three personalities, rather than three young personalities from the Bible, that they remember their God, or they remember the Creator in the days of their youth, in the days of their life. The first one is young Joseph. Remember God when he was of young age. If we read Genesis chapter 39 verse 1, it is very clear that Joseph from the Old Testament, he was sold as a slave. And in those days, slave had no right at all. Yeah, they had no right at all. They cannot say no to their master. Any work or any command or anything which has been, or any task which has been given to them, they can never say no. But we find in Genesis chapter 39 verse 9 that young Joseph remember his creator, his God, and he said no. The verse says that there is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. And read it. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Young Joseph, in his young age, he remembered his creator. He remembered his creator God, and he said no. Young Joseph remembered God, and in temptation, he said no. Now, what is the application for youngsters like you and me? How in our young age, we can say no? Yes, there are so many areas in our life where we as a youngster, or we as a college going, or you as a student, we need to say no. We can also say no to many wrong things in our life. We are living in a metropolitan city like Bombay. And in our daily, day-to-day activities, there are many wicked things. There are many wrong things. There are many unethical things. There are many diluted and bad things which we may have to come across. Maybe in school, maybe in college, maybe wherever you are working. So we all need to say no to certain wrong things in our life. Which are those things as a youngster? There are few things. We can also say no to wrong friendship. We can also say no to naughty or wrong SMS and MMS. We can also say no to bad websites. We can also say no to enticing emails. We can also say no to Facebook friendship wrong requests. We can also say no to our wrong dresses. We can also say no to our wrong friendship. We can also say no to Cinemax or pubs or nightclubs or so many things. Yes, as a youngster, you and me, in our young age, we should remember to say no. We should remember our God, our Creator, and say no to certain things in our life. Young Joseph remembered God, and he said no to certain things. Let us see another character. And he also say, he also remembered God while praying. And this character is none other than Daniel from the Old Testament. We will read one scriptural portion, and then we will go ahead quickly. Chapter 6 of Daniel 10, it says that, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, and he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, and he as he did aforetime. Now here the story is very much clear, and it is very much well known to all of us. Here Daniel, he is remembering God, and he gave thanks. Now, here, one strange thing is there. For what Daniel is giving thanks? Daniel gave thanks. What was the reason? Was it some favorable situation? Because of that, Daniel gave thanks. For what Daniel gave thanks? Now, those who are very much aware of the story of Daniel, the moment Daniel is praying, the next moment, he will be thrown into the den of lions. Because the writing was signed. But even though he came in his house, he opened the window and he gave thanks. What would be Daniel's prayer request? Or what would be Daniel's matter of giving thanks? He is in a problem. He is surrounded by so many wicked people, but even though Daniel is giving thanks in that critical situation, Daniel remembered God in tough time and gave thanks. There is also similar applications for youngsters like you and like me. What are the application? We can thank God when we don't get marks or expected marks in our exams. We can even thank God when we don't get through CE, CET or JE or any other entrance exams. We can even thank God when we don't get admission in our favorite college or in our favorite category, maybe BSc or MSc or MBBS. We can also thank God when we don't get expected job. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters. Yes, my dear youngsters. We can learn to give thanks in wrong things or in critical situations. I have written there in bracket USA and DXB. DXB stands for Dubai. That year, those days, when I was about 20 or 21 years of age. And those days, I was working in one shipping company as an inspection engineer in Bombay. And there was one opportunity for two of the staffs to go to US from our company. And I was the eligible candidate. There was, in those days, there was none better than me. So I was very much sure that I have to go to US. And there was an assignment of about 6 months or 8 months, some project was there. So, but I don't know what happened, but I was rejected and instead of me, some other person was sent to US. And those days I was very much discouraged because the person who went, he was not educated that much. Experience also he was not that much. While the skill or I mean any category, he was not to the mark. But even though he was sent to US and I was so much desperate, I was so much discouraged and I was so much unhappy mood. But after a few days, after a few years, maybe one or two, I was sent to Dubai for some official assignment. And then in Dubai, I searched for a job and I got one better job in Dubai. So when I looked back about 15 or 20 years before and those days, I compare USA and I compare Dubai. And I know that for me, maybe USA was a better place. But God knows that for me, not Dubai, not USA, but Dubai was a better place. But I can look back 15 years before or 20 years before and I can say, but that time, 20 years before, oh, I was like this, not eating properly. And whenever my friends or my colleagues, they will see me, are kya hua? Bahut nervous tha. Why? Because the opportunity, the golden opportunity to go to US was missed. But now I can thank God. While preparing these slides in the train, I was preparing and one thought came into my mind. Few months or few years before, I was going from very difficult situation in my life. And those time, I was in tears. Not only me, but my whole family, my wife, my kids, we were praying. And we were in a very disturbed situation. But when I look back, 1 year, now I am placed in Aurangabad. But when I looked back now and 1 year before, now I can thank God, Lord, thank you for those situations. Those situations was very much tough for me. Those situations was not favorable for me that time. But you helped me to went through this situation. And because there is something special in your mind for me. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters. Such critical situations may come to your life. You and me, we will think that, oh, I'm gone. Oh, this is very bad. Oh, why this is happening to me only? But God has some plans. God has certain plans for your life and for my life. And let me tell you, that plan which God has for your life and my life is much more better than what plan you think for you have for your life and for my life. There is a wonderful verse. And this is also very much well-known verse for all of us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, what it says. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Daniel remembered God. And what was the time? Daniel remembered God in tough time. And in the tough time also, he gave thanks. My dear brothers and sisters, let us learn. Let us learn slowly, slowly to give thanks in tough time, in tough situation, when the things are not right, when the things are not favorable, when the situation is not favorable, when we are in a mid of pit or mid of situation, wrong situation. But even though we have example, great example of Daniel, he remembered God. Now let me give you the third character or the third example who remembered God in his young age and then we will move ahead. The third one is none other than young Isaac. Young Isaac remembered God. And we are not going to read all of the scriptural portions, but only we will read Genesis chapter 24 verse 63. What it says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Here, one important phrase is, Isaac went out to meditate in the field. What was Isaac meditating upon? Isaac went out to meditate in the field. What was Isaac exactly meditating upon? About Rebecca? She may be Rebecca, 5 feet 6 inch, beautiful, tall, long hair, black eyes, not black color, black eyes and white in complexion. Was he meditating about Rebecca? No. When Isaac went out for meditation or prayer or whatever you may say, but he was, the matter of Isaac's meditation is not Rebecca, but the matter of Isaac's meditation is God. Uncle Eliezer has gone to find a girl for me. So please God, let it not happen that Uncle Eliezer may pick any girl and bring it to me, but the girl which Uncle Eliezer will bring, let that girl may come from you. Isaac don't have his own choices, but the choices is left to God. And that is what we read in the scriptural portions from 64 to 65, 66 and 67. Now, young Isaac wanted God's choice for him, not his choice. And what we read here in verse 67, the last part of it. And she became his wife and he loved her. For youngsters, many youngsters ask these questions about love marriage. Now I think you have the right answer for love marriage in the last part of verse 67. Now look at this verse. And she, that is Rebecca, she became his wife and he loved her. What is the steps here? He loved Rebecca and then got married. Without seeing Rebecca, he got married with Rebecca and then he loved to that lady with whom he got married. I don't say that the choices which as a youngsters, you and me, we can make as for a life partner may be wrong choice. I don't say that. But what I say, the choices which God make for you and me is always better than choices what you and me, we make for ourselves. What he did, he prayerfully kept all this matter into the hand of God and he is meditating to God. Now what the lesson which we learn from Isaac, young Isaac remembered God for partner in marriage. I know that many of you youngsters who are sitting here, this is not age for you to really think on the marriage aspect. But it is not bad to pray even from this age. Lord, I want my life partner not to be selected or chosen from my dad or from mom, but let the life partner come from you. You may use brother, you may use sister, you may use my mother or you may use my father. But Lord, I want the life partner which you have planned in your mind. Now, let us think and let us go back to Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3. Adam was there. And all animals, God made all animals to pass from Adam. But no animal was perfect for Adam. Now just remember, just think. Lion is passing. Elephant is passing. Deer is passing. And sometimes Adam says, lion. Oh, deer. Camel. That is not a right things. But what if Adam could have chosen of his own, it will be a very great mistake from Adam's side. But what God did? God made Adam to sleep, and then God created from rib of Adam Eve, and when Eve was in front of Adam, what he said? हे माझ्या हाडातलं हाड आणि माझ्या मांसातलं मांस आहे. व्हेरी गुड. मराठी कोणीतरी आहे का इथं? सी व्हॉट गॉड कॅन डू फॉर यू, वी कॅनॉट, आय मीन अवर चॉईसेस अँड गॉड चॉईसेस आर ऑलवेज डिफरंट. सो इन ऑल दिस एस्पेक्ट, एस्पेशली दिस मॅरेज एस्पेक्ट, वी कॅन सरेंडर दिस इश्यू ऑल्सो इन टू द हँड ऑफ गॉड. द डिसिजन ऑफ मॅरेज, आय डोंट नो, दिस इज नॉट माय रिअली टॉपिक, बट सिन्स वी आर पॉन्डरिंग अपॉन दिस थॉट, the greatest things which you can, the greatest decision for your life after salvation is this decision about the getting married. So in this issue also, young Isaac remembered God. Now let us ponder upon the second important questions and see the answers. The Bible also says that when to remember, and Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1 says that remember now, create thy creator in the days of thy youth. So when to remember? And the answer also we find, to remember our creator in the days of our youth. Now why to remember God in the days of our youth? Many times we think that अरे ये जो समय है, or the young life is for pleasure, young life is for playing, young life is for making fun, and when we become old or when our hairs will grow white and gray, that time we will think of our creator. But the Bible says that remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. I have five reasons that why we should remember God, our creator, in the days of our youth only. The first reason is because young age is most energetic age. Why you and me, we need to remember our God, our creator, in the young age? Because young age is most energetic age. Now let me point out some things and we will go ahead. Young age is healthy and active. Young age is enthusiastic and vibrant. Young age is smart and intelligent. Young age is high willpower and high in memory. Young age is full of zeal and full of strength. Young age is ready to take up any challenges in life. Young age is ready to struggle. Young age is prepared for hard work. So without waiting for the wrinkles to start appearing on our face, without waiting for our eyesight to become loose, or without waiting for the hands or head to start shaking, or without waiting for our BP and diabetic to attack our physical body, remember our creator in the days of our youth. That's why remember God in the days of your youth. You are in the best of your life. I have many things to say, but the time is running out. So let me point out the second important aspect also. Why to remember God in the days of our youth? The second reason is because young age is most sensitive age. Majority of people comes to God in their young age compared to the old age, because young age is most sensitive age. There is one brother in Bombay, and I got one SMS from him about a month before, and he is mainly dealing with child evangelism. And what he said is, the age group that is from 8 to 18, about 85% of this age group accept Lord Jesus Christ as their savior compared to the other age group. And what is the reason? The reason is because young age is most sensitive. What do I mean by young age is most sensitive? In the young age, it is very much easy to know something, and it is very much easy to believe Lord Jesus Christ, or it is very much easy also to get educated. Now let me see another aspect of it. As the age increases, the heart becomes cold and rigid. As the age increases, the root of various sins goes deeper and deeper into our life. As the age increases, one becomes habitual to sin, and one becomes very much comfortable to sin. And as the age increases, one becomes insensitive towards sin. Now, how many of you have touched the feet of a small infant? You have touched? Yeah, the feet of a small baby or newborn baby. How it is? It is very soft. Now you know what I want to say. How many of you have touched the feet of a matured man or an old man? See, compare it. Why? What is the difference? Yeah, it's hard. This is very much soft. This is very much hard. But why? What is the reason? Because of age, because of maturity, because of constantly working, constantly being in the world, constantly doing so many things. He is so much used to it that his legs are become very much rigid and very much tough. That is what the difference is. When we are young, we are very much sensitive to many issues of our life. And it is very much easy and very much good for our life to accept Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and remember God, our Creator, in our young age. But as the age increases, we have so many drawbacks. That is why remember our Creator God in the days of our youth. Let me give you third reason quickly and then move ahead. Because young age is most teachable age. Young age is most teachable age. In our lifetime, we learn more in young age. This is not only applicable to our secular study, but this also applicable to our spiritual study or Bible study or study of the Word of God also. When we are young, we are prone to learn, or it is good for us to learn many things about the scriptural. But when we become old, it is not the right age, or maybe the ratio, or maybe the grasping power is diminishing or decreasing. Those who comes to God in their old age always expresses their regretful that if they could have known Lord in their young age, they might have learned many biblical truths. It does not mean that when you grow old, you will not learn many biblical truths, but what you learn in young age, it may take 1 week. But to get that much understanding of the scriptural portion or to understand that things in the old age, you may take 1 month. So the young age is most teachable age. In old age also we can learn, but at a very slow rate. That is why this is the right time for us, because we are young. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6 says that, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. So that's why we need to remember God and study Bible in the days of our youth. Let me give you the fourth point also. Why to remember God in the days of our youth? And the fourth point is because young age is most misguided age. Young age is most misguided age. Man is misled and misguided mostly in the young age. Now we know the story of a prodigal son. Now prodigal son was misguided or misled when he was a young. And the human history or human lifeline, if we consider and if we study it, there are many chances to be misled and to be misguided when we are young. Young age is most misguided age. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10 says that, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. This is the advice which a father is giving to his young son. Now, we know it very well that how the media is using this theory, because young age is most misguided age, and the media, how they are capturing the young minds or the youngsters by various mediums, by various things. Maybe it is a TV channel, maybe by internet, maybe by advertisement, maybe by posters or something like that. And let us see that how the world and how the devil, they are also attacking the youngsters. Now, you know, if you are watching television or if you are reading the newspaper or something like that by various means and methods, you might have seen one the ad of the deodorant. Now, how they do this? And after that, what happens? 5, 6, 10, 15 girls, women, they are. Now, do you think that it is real? Do you think real? But even though the best selling deodorant may be that Zatak or Adidas or whatever it is, because they know that young age is most misguided age. They know what youngsters want, what you need, and they will not give you what you need, but they will just instigate, or they will just add fuel into it and they will misguide you. Now, few days before, there was, God gave me opportunity to go to Andhra Pradesh. So, in Andhra Pradesh, they said that, brother, 2 months before, you send your photo, a passport size photo. I said, why, brother? They said, that brother, we want to put some banners and we want to print some tracks, print some matters for distribution for the special meeting. So I sent my photograph, a normal passport size photograph, and when I went there, I was very much amazed to see that, is this the same me? The photograph which I sent is a normal photograph. But you know, this technique is very much available in computer. Now, what they do? They have some application in the computer that whatever the black spots here and there, they will, you know, take that and they will make you like a film star. Now, the Facebook photos, the internet photos, the photos of film stars here and there, what you see is not, 99% is not reality. You are being misguided. The youngsters is being misguided by various means, various methods, because the devil knows it very well. That is why the scripture says that, remember God, thy creator, in the young age, in the days of thy youth, because this is, the young age is the most misguided age. The world and the devil knows it very well, that the young age can be easily deceived and misguided. That is why, remember God and get a proper guidance in the days of thy youth. The fifth one, the third questions. The first one we saw whom to remember, when to remember, and the third one, why to remember. And the answer we have it here. Why to remember our creator? Because when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Why to remember? The reason is, the first one, because our future will be fruitful and blessed. If you remember God, your creator, in the days of thy youth, what are the benefits? The first one is, because our future will be fruitful and our future will be blessed. Psalms 92 verse 14. I will not give explanation because the time is running out. We will just read the verse and go ahead. Psalm 92 verse 14 says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. The first advantage. Joshua chapter 14 verse 11. There the Caleb says that, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. He was thinking about 40 years before. Now he is 80. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Why to remember? Because our future will be fruitful and our future will be blessed. We saw three important characters in the beginning. What were these characters? Joseph. Joseph remembered God in his young age. Daniel also remembered God. And Isaac also remembered God. Now you look at their life, their future life. What we see? They remembered God in their young age. Their future was very much fruitful and very much blessed. What was the future of Joseph? He became the prime minister of Egypt. About Daniel, he was one of the top three people in those days. And Isaac also. How God has blessed Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now the first one we have already seen. The second reason why to remember God in the days of young age only. The second one is because we are answerable to God. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Let me read another scripture portion and then little bit of explanation. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 17. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. Now many people, even many believers, they think that after salvation, we can live our life the way we want. Because we brethren teach that salvation is not going to be lost. Once a person saved, he is saved eternally. That is 100% right. There is no doubt about it. But the second aspect of it is, we are answerable to God. The life after salvation, the way we live our life after salvation, we are accountable for that. We are answerable for that. And that is why in Romans chapter 14 verse 10 says that, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. Why? To remember our Creator in the days of our youth only. Because we are accountable or we are answerable to God. The third one, because childhood and youth are vanity. This is vanity, this is vanity, this is vanity. You may be sitting in front of mirror, maybe half an hour a day, maybe 1 hour a day, maybe whatever amount of time you are spending in front of mirror. Now do you observe one beautiful and wonderful message which the picture himself gives? You got the message? What is the message there? This is mirror, and in the mirror what is that? That is the ultimate thing. Because the childhood and youth are vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 10. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. There is another scriptural portion without explanation. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30. Favor, that is a charm, that is a beauty. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Why? Because childhood and youth are vanity. The fourth reason. Because there may not be tomorrow. Many people have this understanding that we are young. Nothing is going to happen. We are young. We are young. We are fit. We don't have any sicknesses. We are okay. But Bible says it very much clearly. There may not be tomorrow. There are chances that you and me, we cannot even see tomorrow. That is why remember our God, Creator, in the days of youth only. Today's youth may not see tomorrow. The scripture is very much clear and it is very much well known for all of us. Luke chapter 12 verse 20. We read that, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. What he thought? Abhi both hai mere paas. One generation to next generation, both hai mere paas. But what God says, this very night thy soul shall be required from thee. Same explanation we have in Luke chapter 20, Luke chapter 19 verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. And we read that he also died. My dear brothers and sisters, why to remember God in the days of our youth only? Why not to wait till we become old, till our hair become grey? Because there may not be tomorrow. And that is why 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 says that, behold, now is the accepted time. And now is the day of salvation. Those youngsters who are sitting here, if you have not yet accepted Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior, if you are not yet repented of your sin, think on this issue. Think on this scriptural portion. There may not be tomorrow. You may see tomorrow, but you may not have the opportunity to hear the gospel tomorrow. You may see for another 10 years. You may live for another 20 years, but in those 10 or 20 years, you may not have opportunity to hear the gospel of salvation tomorrow. So that is why whenever you hear the good news, this is the right time, because there may not be tomorrow. The fifth one, why we need to remember God in the days of our youth only, because God has some definite purpose in your life and in my life. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, he has some definite purpose. If we live for ourselves, we are going to die. But if we die for God, if we die for him, we are going to live eternally. Let me say another scriptural portion, read, and then I will be through. God has not sent us in this world to eat, to drink, to earn, to have fun, to get married, and then die. This is not ultimate purpose of God for you and for me. He has some intricate, or he has some special purpose in your life and in my life. And that is why that definite purpose we need to know. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 2. We will read this scriptural portion and I will be through. What is the scriptural portion from Isaiah chapter 5 verse 2 says that? What are the expectations of God from you and from me? God has chosen you and me for a special purpose. The purpose what he had in his mind is much more greater. You have not come to attend this ABC just for fun. Or chalo, uncle ne bola, isliye jaate hain. Or chalo, now this is a vacation time, let us go because our friends are also coming. No, you may have thought like this and you may have come for these reasons, but there is some special purpose of God for your life and for my life. And if you get that purpose, your life will be blessed. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 2, the last part of it. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. This is the ultimate purpose of God in your life and my life. If you are saved one, God wants that our life will be a fruitful. Our life will be utilized and useful for thy glory. Our lives, wherever in the local assembly you are placed with, because of you and because of your fellowship, the local assembly should be blessed. The local assembly should be edified. The local assembly should be encouraged. And if we are failed to bring glory to God, we are like the wild grapes. Now God is expecting you and me to live for His purpose, to live for His glory. Why? We need to remember God in the days of our youth only. Why not to wait till the old age? The fifth reason, and I will be through. That is because God has some definite purpose for you and for me in our life. Throughout this ABC, maybe we have another 3 or 4 days. Now in these 3 or 4 days, the scriptural portions, the study, the different topics which you are going to study, you are going to teach, you are going to learn. Let us sit prayerfully and let us ask God, God, what is thy purpose in my life? And help me to fulfill thy purpose. Remember God, thy creator, in the days of thy youth. May God help all of us in the days to come and to remember him in the days of our youngsters, in the days of our youth. May his name be glorified.